Next piece is an Irish premiere. Never heard before. Woo, yeah, that was a got a woo. Yeah, somebody was at the bar. Bit of excitement. Lubricate things, yeah. Woo, it is an exciting thing, Irish premiere. It's a new work commissioned by National Symphony Orchestra Ireland, also by an orchestra in Brittany and the Ulster Orchestra as well. It's been performed in France already, but it gets its Irish premiere tonight. It'll be performed, I think, next month or November by the Ulster Orchestra. And it's written by fantastic Irish composer who I'm going to ask on stage now, rather than me talking, he should tell you about his own music. So will you welcome, please, Michael Gallen. Michael, so good to have you here for what is a special evening. Very excited about this piece. Bod on altar. What does it mean?
It means boat from the other world. I suppose there were a number of things that I was interested in exploring with this piece. One was like sounds that were very familiar from my childhood when we had a lot of helicopters flying over. I grew up right on the border between Monaghan and South Armagh. And also a Seamus Heaney poem called Lightnings, where he talks about the monks in Clanmacnoise and this boat kind of floating into the chapel while they're praying. And around about the time of the composition, myself and my wife also had a baby boy. And so I suppose I was kind of interested in exploring this idea of what can come from the impossible or from the otherness and kind of completely divert your life. And, you know, sometimes that's a prayer that's answered in the way that you'd like and sometimes not.
It's interesting you talk about otherness and work can come from the other side, because you write in a way for everybody on stage, and including the traditional musicians who we're going to invite out in a second, in a way that goes beyond what they normally do. Mm. And you create a world of colour and sounds, half sounds, nearly sounds, where things are in the distance, things are in focus, things are out of focus, are blurred. Where does that world come from? How do you conjure up that world?
I mean, I think I'm very interested in active listening. And sometimes that involves giving the listener the sense of something that's in the distance or that's just around the corner so that they have to reach for it, and maybe then to take it away and have them reach for it again. So that's in part it. And then I suppose working, you know, with the orchestra, which is always an honor, you know, and then with traditional Irish musicians, it's trying to find a way that the colors and the energy that those people are fluent in can be there. But, you know, I think the most interesting work you get out of musicians is when they're just beyond what their comfort zone is.
Do you think in some way that your upbringing, you growing up where you did, and people being pushed, my own grandmother, my mother's mother is from Monaghan, and her family were in Armagh, so when the border came in, she was on both sides of the border and kept driving back and forth. Do you think something about where you grew up in that world kind of led you to a position where you kind of said, well, I feel I've been pushed up somewhere in my upbringing, and I feel like I want to bring that to other people and see how they react to that?
I'm always surprised that I'm so drawn back to that world in my work, both the opera work and this type of work. But I think there's also that thing of feeling that you're, you know, Éireann Imill, that you're, you know, on the border between things, and almost the dividing line has a gravitational pull of its own, and it creates its own identity. And I think definitely in my work, I'm very interested in that dividing line and bringing people as close to it as possible. I think that's where sometimes for me the most interesting work comes from.
Last question. Just looking at your score initially, I'm used to seeing scores with, you know, everything's kind of laid out in a way where the composer wants to hear everything in some way. But you write for parts of the orchestra to play very, very, very soft, like triple piano, while somebody else is playing forte elsewhere. So you're not going to hear the triple piano. So this sense of something being played but not being heard, and eventually coming in and being heard and going away again, it's quite... I haven't come across that technique a lot before. Mm. Where does that come from?
Well, it's again that thing of something coming from the otherness. So, you know, there's always a pathway from someplace. I love the idea that there's a great texture that's there and it's taken away and it reveals something that was there all the time before. And maybe your ear on some level has registered it. And then once the cloud's taken away or once this doorway opens, it reveals a world and it feels familiar because it's already been there.
It's such a fascinating piece, and it's been fascinating to study it and work on it over the past few days. Just without being a spoiler alert, at the end of the first movement, there's a kind of an incantation where you take on this kind of, I kind of feel during the week, like almost like a druidic kind of sense, this leader of some sort who you chant and everyone answers in some way, including the orchestra. Where did that come from? It's an extraordinary effect.
I mean, it's the invocation of the, it's that prayer or the invocation trying to bring something into presence that's, you know, that's absent. So I suppose, you know, if you imagine that, like the text that's repeated is An Dagan An Bod Gan Solas, is, you know, is the boat coming into the light, like is the boat appearing? And I suppose, you know, you kind of feel that sometimes when you really find that place and that energy, something new does arrive. You know, so I like to imagine that with that, you know, we're sort of making manifest the vessel that's going to be the journey that we go through in the second movement.
Well, it's been a pleasure to work on the piece during the week. I hope the audience enjoyed as much as we have putting it together. I have to say also that this is an Irish premiere, but it's also a premiere of me. It's the first time I've performed a work by a composer where the composer sings in the work too. So that's nice to have you doing that as well, Michael. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Gallen.
Thanks very much.
So we've got a stellar quartet of traditional music legends to invite out on stage now. So welcome, please, Maria Ryan. Followed by Donald O'Connor. Then Mira Nicola. And finally, Louise Mulcahy. Give them a big round of applause. This is Bod on Altar by Michael Gallen.
I'm gleam weir, I'm tond trehan, I'm fum mara, I'm damshe. I'm shagin I, I'm dare greener, I'm kind luby, I'm torker gal, I'm hey.
here do we lie, we unit graine. Undagen, 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 undagen,
undagen, undagen,
undagen, undagen, undagen, undagen, undagen,
undagen, undagen, undagen,
undagen, undagen,
undagen,
undagen, undagen,
undagen,
undagen,
undagen, undagen, undagen,
undagen,
undagen,
undagen,
undagen,
undagen,
undagen,
undagen,
undagen,
undagen, undagen, undagen,
undagen,
undagen,
undagen,
undagen,
undagen,
undagen,
undagen,
undagen,
undagen,
undagen,
undagen,
undagen, undagen, undagen,
undagen,
undagen, undagen,
undagen,
undagen, undagen, undagen,
undagen,
undagen,
undagen, undagen, undagen, undagen,
undagen, undagen,
undagen,
undagen,
undagen,
undagen, undagen,
undagen,
undagen,
undagen,
undagen, undagen, undagen,
undagen,
undagen,
undagen,
undagen, undagen, undagen, undagen,
undagen,
undagen,
undagen, undagen,
undagen,
undagen,
undagen, undagen, undagen,
undagen, undagen, undagen, undagen, undagen, undagen,
undagen, undagen, Onum, Trium, Asum, Tagum, Undagen, 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 Undagen,
Love and love. the Irish premiere there of Michael Gallen's Bard on Alter, that boat to otherness, commissioned by National Symphony Orchestra Ireland, the Ulster Orchestra, and Orchestre National de Bretagne. And going down a storm, quite literally here at the National Concert Hall.